Pillis.
Early evening storms tonight pretty much move out of fair sky for the morning, and except for along the coast and offshore, there'll be some overnight storms there. Tomorrow, spotty for the morning, becoming scattered to midday, and likely during the afternoon, clouding over. Those early highs around upper 80s to 90, 80s. Rain-cooled 70s, too, for the afternoons Tuesday. That's repeated again Wednesday with likely rounds of storms, some of that likely to be heavy. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Gemstones, minerals, fossils, fine jewelry, hourly door prices, a two-day auction, and more. Win a beautiful amethyst cathedral. Drawing tickets. It's $1 a ticket or $6 for $5. At Baton Rouge's annual Gem and Mineral Show, August 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., the Bar Dixon Expo Center, Gonzales. Admission $5, kids 5 to 12, $3.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
when the sun comes
shining through,
when you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your sighing,
won't you be happy again,
happy again,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
I thank you for letting the horns play. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, where the community voice of the Crescent City, and it's Barbara Hoof with another episode of Planet of the Beat Exchange. That was my other radio. That was my show at the other radio station. But people like that when they told me recently. So we're going to have Phoenix Kingsley on air. A friend of the Beat Exchange on the national stage out of Arizona. She's going to let us know what's going on there. And James is on a project, working on a project tonight. So we're going to have Mel from Overpasses for America and from Tallahassee. She's going to let us know a lot's going on over there. And I could tell you, when you have a governor like they have in Florida, DeSantis, the people really get, really stand up for America because they know a governor has their back. See, the governor that we have, they trying to ice pick me. In other words, they, instead of having a hair pick as that art installation by federal court, they should have an ice pick. That would be more appropriate for the city of New Orleans. But then again, it's just me, right? So, ladies, so who I have on first? Both of them. Oh, ladies. Phoenix, Mel.
I'm here.
There we are. Mel.
Hey, Barb. How are you?
Fine. Fine.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. No, we definitely have to hear what's going on in different parts of the country to inspire people. You know, because here in New Orleans, they didn't even get it together to have observers. Not that they would let them have observers. But, you know, they in California, they were able to recall the DA of San Francisco, Chesa Boudin, son of two domestic terrorists that are still serving prison time, part of the Weather Underground. And so they were able to pull him out because he was soft on crime. And Soros produced. So now the DA of Los Angeles, which they have the votes to recall everybody, but they refuse to allow to have observers, you know, because they say it's not an election and it's just a recall, but it's about an election. You know, it's not like it's about, you know, what if the man still wears shoestrings or bow ties, you know. So the point being, I think that people should not accept that. You know, they shouldn't dictate what, how things are going to be. And they got too far out over gun control and over abortion. to be telling us what to do right now. They shouldn't be telling us anything. The vaccines, none of that.
Well, so, they're not allowed to have observers because somebody might tell the truth.
Right, right. You might see what really is going on. So after these primaries, we you know, just regular citizens can drive by their state capitol and to decertify 2020. And that's one of the things that we have to deal with because the drop boxes have been declared to be unconstitutional in Wisconsin. So those votes should not have been counted. They weren't even verified as actual eligible voters that cast those ballots. So there's two procedures that they didn't go through. But because of Zuckerbucks, that was the deal. You know, you get this money. Not only do you change the election processes and procedures administratively through election officials, but they don't tell the public what's going on. And then what happens when you see like pristine ballots that they say are mail-in ballots that have to be counted, but there's no creases, and someone becomes a whistleblower, well, hey, it's got to be full stop right there. You know, those become provisional ballots. You know, adjudication is another way that they are changing votes. You know, they said they did that in Wisconsin, like over 300,000 Trump votes they threw away. So there's enough with everybody. What?
Citizens are going to have to be the ones to get involved. We need to quit waiting on somebody else to help us do this. We, as citizens, need to stand up and demand our rights. We need to demand that this be decertified. Whatever it takes. If it takes you taking the day off work to go join one of the decertified parades, do it. What are you waiting for? Right. It's not getting any better.
Oh, no, without
a
doubt.
The whining must stop and the action must begin.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree 100%. And, you know, the cheating will never stop unless you stop it.
Right.
They will never stop changing rules, laws, et cetera, behind the scenes. They will never stop this Dropbox thing. They will never stop the mail-in ballots unless it is demanded. And unless the courts see it, I only see one way. There's only one way this is going to be stopped, and that is the military, and they've always said that.
Right.
So once they get through this primary season, they've already been caught internally. The GOP and the Democrats have been caught internally trying to put these establishment candidates back in, and, you know, never mind the Trump-supporting candidates that are winning and that are ahead in the polls by 30 points and suddenly they lose overnight. How can that even be, you know?
Well, you know, Dean Roberts got her election stolen from her in Colorado, and she was one of the election officials who had, they went
Tina
after
Peters.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one, Tina Peters. She had made copies when they said that, when the Secretary of State said that this is Colorado now, said that they wanted to do some sort of check on the machines and that, where she went and made copies of the existing election data, and they didn't want her to do that, but she had already done it. And here's elderly people being, because you considered elderly any time you're 60 and over. So here's people donating their time, you know, elderly people, and they're treated like with raids at their house to see if they have anything that they're looking for. Well, they don't even have a warrant that says what they're looking for. You know, it's just like crashing in like a bunch of communists, which they are, you know, let's just face it. It's our Communist Act. And, you know, so she was winning, and she won that night, but then she loses at the end of the evening. It's strange. So
pretty
she
much just well, they the arrested her. Election. This is what they did. They arrested her for doing her job.
Right.
She was an elections official in the county, and she was running for Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. Well, when she took a digital picture of the inside of the ballot boxes, or the electronic ballot boxes,
right,
before Dominion could come in and steal all the information and wipe it clean, she took the picture, mm-hmm, and she had the information, and they did. They crashed her house, they took all the information, they took any of the electronic information, and they put her in jail. And then this week, they put her in jail again. They arrested her again.
Oh, this is wild. So we got to take a
break. For doing your job. And
right
now she decided to go ahead and forego the Secretary of State position and run for a U.S. House of Representatives position.
Wow.
So
see, that news I didn't get. We're going to come back on after this break. We're talking to Mel from Overpasses for America in Tallahassee and Phoenix Kingsley out of Arizona.
39 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say, let go of Jesus, let government save. You can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your
like
big mess.
John Wayne, new song. and Phoenix and I were on the same page with that. So
yeah, I literally just heard that song a few days ago, and bless his heart for having the guts to say it out loud.
Oh, really? No, it's fantastic. Like, I didn't see the I just got sent the link to the music. I didn't have the visuals. The visuals are even more outstanding with it, really. excuse me.
We need more celebrities to stand up and tell the truth. Instead of everybody going along to get along, we, you know, the citizens are the most important thing. We have to take our power back. We have to stand up. We have to do the right thing here. But it wouldn't hurt to have a few celebrities on our side either.
Well, I think that there's some in the works, but I think that they have to do it in their own time. You know, I mean, I wanted to see what some of them were doing, you know, ones that, you know, go to different shows and stuff like that. I have different shows. And basically, it's about everybody getting their butt reduced. They didn't care about their butt being reduced. I mean, what they got their butt jacked up anyway for? I don't understand all of that. And then somebody sent me, I said, let me see what Madonna's doing. I mean, you know, she wanted to blow up the White House, but let me see what she's doing. Somebody sent me a picture of her, and she don't even look like herself. It's like, what? Looks like a hip-hop girl when they started doing all the plastic surgery after everybody got shot up in Las Vegas. Yeah, you know, I guess nobody wanted to look like themselves. But we need to get down to some serious stuff, and basically having the decertified 2020 that'll show that people have had enough of the excuses, you know, because there's enough information and evidence that it should be decertified. Just because, say, Voss doesn't want to do it, he wants to do a redo of the election. No, you signed documents, you took Zuckerbucks. Why, you know, I just can't believe that they haven't gotten a complete handle on what they did with the money. But basically covering the 2,000 mules, showing what they're doing with the drop boxes, you know, harvesting the ballots. And James sent me a article about people having tailgate parties near the drop boxes, you know, so that they can watch, because basically people are only supposed to be putting one in. so they keep them from putting a bunch in. They're just going to go somewhere else to do it. I say, you know, get some silly.
Well, if you haven't seen the movie 2,000 Mules yet, mm-hmm. you're living under a rock. Everybody mm-hmm. needs to see that, and everybody needs to bring a friend that is on the other side of this, that voted for Biden, that mm-hmm. voted for all these criminals, so that they can completely understand exactly what happened in 2020 and why it needs to be decertified, and why you need to stand up for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, and do something about it. Shine the light on these cockroaches that are stealing elections and have been doing it for decades, quite right. frankly. It's absolutely ridiculous. And for us to, you know what I always say, turn the TV off. That's a good
right.
start.
Yeah, that's...
Turn the TV off, get out of your recliner, put down the remote control. They call it that for a reason. Put it down and get out
that.
There. Do right. something said, about it.
Yeah, you see, I from time to time, I turn it on Sunday. I talk to him on a break. Look, you hang on a minute. I'll talk to him on a break. So dig this. I think that we shouldn't be accepting of drop boxes at all. That's an outside service being provided by the Zuckerbergs. And they, to get the money, these election officials got the money personally. They all know you have to go before the state legislature to make any changes to election procedures and processes. And so that's one thing that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear soon. And it's smart that a lot of people wanted to have certain things defined, like they went after having the drop boxes defined. Well, and Wisconsin. That's unconstitutional. It's illegal. You know, in Arizona, they think it's the same. Then somebody sent me a piece of they driving around with these vans that they don't have drop boxes, made that illegal in their state, but they driving these vans around where you could come in the van and vote. What the hell is that? Nobody knew about that till they saw the trucks.
So well, they made various rules behind the backs of We the People. And
right.
And Phoenix, you can attest to this. Maricopa County is a cesspool of cheating. And 2,000 mules, they showcase this one particular whistleblower who took money to harvest ballots and dump them in these drop boxes. And they picked certain drop boxes because they did not have surveillance cameras. And according to the rules that they made in all these states where they dumped these drop boxes, that was one of the rules. They had to have 24/7 surveillance cameras that were on all the time that could be accessed at any time. And those particular ones they sent that woman to did not have surveillance cameras in Maricopa County.
I think one of our major issues as conservatives is we assume because we're honest and we have integrity that everyone does. And unfortunately, this other side that we're fighting, they do not. They have no integrity.
They have no morals, no values.
Things too. So if it means paying for a ballot, they'll pay for a ballot. There's nothing they won't do to get what they're trying to get, which is a one world order.
That's exactly right. That's the bottom line. And I always say, in the end, they want us all dead. And that is the God's honest truth. Red alert, folks. If you are not awake yet, if you haven't seen what's been going on around you, you need to wake up now. Now is the time. Because I do believe in the next few weeks, if you're not awake yet and you don't intend to wake up, it's going to be too late for you and your family. So I always say 2020 doesn't get fixed. 2022 doesn't happen, period.
Right. Well, that's how we kind of get the process straight, the procedure straight, is that they don't go, they don't change because somebody came in with money to change them. They go, there's a process through the state legislature. And in fact, they had informed the office of House Speaker that some of the states were reclaiming their electoral votes for Trump because of vote count inaccuracies. One of the states was Nevada, because she turned off the verification system and never allowed any ballot to be verified, whether it was cast by an actual eligible
voter. They set the threshold at like 50% for the signatures, so there's no way you can have an accurate count. Absolutely no way.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right. And then
we need one vote, one day in person.
Right.
If you're in the military or whatever, then prove it.
Right.
That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. One, all this voting 20 days after the election and everybody getting 5, 6, 7, some people got 10 or 12 absentee ballots. Some people got ballots for people that hadn't lived at their address for over 10 years. And then let's not forget all the dead people who voted Democrat.
What?
Yeah, I got ballots for my dead parents. My parents passed away. It was on record. There was a whole thing. They passed away. I got ballots for them 2 years later.
Yeah, the voter rolls are insane. And they're scrubbing these voter rolls for what they call a ghost ballot for exactly something like that. People who have passed away, people who lived at homes prior, people who have been dead for 150 years, literally.
Right.
Some of the oldest people are voting Democrat, and there's no possible way they can even be alive.
Right.
Right.
Let's take this little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue right from where we left off with y'all at that point of our conversation. Okay, ladies? WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. We'll be right back.
We ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The state's trigger law that bans most abortions is back in effect. Baton Rouge Judge Don Johnson has signed an order that suspends his preliminary injunction after an appeals court overruled it. Loyola University law professor Dane Cialino says the case will eventually reach the state Supreme Court, and when that happens, the high court will quite likely rule for the state. He says if pro-choice advocates want to change the law, they'll need to take that up at the Capitol next spring.
This issue is one that's going to be resolved by the legislature, not by the courts.
New Orleans-born rapper Mystical has been arrested in Ascension Parish for alleged rape. The 52-year-old musical artist, whose real name is Michael Tyler, is accused of holding a woman captive in his Prairieville home and raping her. This is Tyler's third arrest on sex crimes in 20 years. He spent 6 years in prison for a sexual assault that occurred in 2004. As of this newscast, his bond had not yet been set. This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now. Online at TigerRag.com.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's ranch for bread. Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
we ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun
That's John Rich's new song, Progress. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Community Voice of the Crescent City. So this is another episode of the Beat Exchange, and I'm hearing with the ladies of Saying out of Tallahassee with Overpasses for America. That's Mel that's behind that microphone, and Phoenix Kingsley from Arizona. And so those are two areas of the country we need to keep it, you know, in close contact with. Like, you know, we're working on someone from North Carolina, if they got the balls to call up. Well, no, I didn't mean to say that. Excuse me. Let me take that off.
Wavos. It's Wavos. If they have the Wavos to call in. This is what we need to do. You know, we have to change our mindset here. We're in a mindset where the government rules things. And as conservatives, exactly. We have got to reverse that. There's 20 lion tamers. There's 2,000 lions. Let's get working here.
Right. Right. You see, like when Pennsylvania had more votes than people registered to vote. Well, hey, you check your voter rolls, see who's not eligible to vote, and you deduct that amount from the election results. See, Georgia had what they had covered. Mel, to get back with what Mel was saying, but they had covered harvested votes that mules delivered to drop boxes. Georgia picked up 92,000, you know, so that's supposed to be one person dropping off one ballot vote, but they were bringing them in chunks. That's organized crime stuff. So
and Biden in Georgia only won by 11,000 votes.
Right.
Or thereabouts.
There's 92,000 suspicious votes.
Yeah, I mean,
votes.
There's just
right.
ample evidence that the right. cheating was widespread. And
well, and if you watch the movie, and they even admit in there that their scope of what they used in that movie is literally the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Tip, yes.
Right.
The very tip.
Because Arizona.
They cheated 78 different ways. And right. we're not even talking about the electronic ballots changed.
Right.
We're not even talking about
right.
that.
Right. They didn't.
And then they didn't even really dip too deep into the ballot harvesting from the nursing homes. And that was absolutely huge. When you have 300 or 400 residents in a nursing home of any given size, 200 to 400, and they are forcing these people to turn in ballots when they haven't voted in years, and you've got caregivers and family members saying that their family members were incapacitated, that they were coerced. They had an interview with one old lady that had to be pushing 100 years old that said, "I didn't want to vote, and they said I had to. They made us. They made us vote."
Right.
And you know what? That just made me break down. It really did. And there was a lot of vomit-worthy stuff in that movie, mm-hmm. but that made me sick to my stomach.
Right. That's what people need to see the movie for, is how outrageous and how deep they go. Because the nursing home scandal, that's how Biden won Delaware. He didn't even win his right. own state. I mean, they had...
Well, there's news out there that basically says Trump won every state.
Right.
They've got the
Absolutely.
Evidence.
Right.
He had more support in 2020 than he did in 2016.
Exactly.
There's no yeah. way
and
he
it's
lost.
Democrats that cross party lines to vote for him. They rejected Hillary Clinton. That's why they had to rig it for her to be the Democrat presidential candidate. But 2016.
Yeah, they were brazen. There is no doubt about it.
You know,
and when you have
if you just look at this logically, listen, there's no way that Biden got more votes than Obama. It didn't happen.
Right.
It's illogical. It's you can't.
Right. Right. Well,
in bellwether counties, Didn't Trump win 14 out of 15 bellwether counties? Mm-hmm. How does that even happen? So tell me this. And they have the CEO of Dominion Voting Systems on tape, on video, saying, there is no way I'm going to let Trump win. There is no way.
Exactly.
So they again, and when I say they cheated 78 different ways, that is not an exaggeration. 78 different ways that they cheated. And they're doing it again in the primaries. And they're doing it again to their own people in the GOP. Like I said, this filthy political process has to be stopped dead in its tracks. It needs to be cleaned up and buried, gotten rid of. And I say disband the federal government and right down to local county officials. They're all
guilty. We need a reset.
All of them.
100%. We need a reset.
Yeah,
it is
absolutely.
Too far out of control.
Right. Beyond.
Yes, it is.
Beyond. You know, because look to have sympathy for what they were doing in Michigan. They set up a kidnapping, and right before with Whitmer,
right.
And then
that's
right
exactly right,
and right before the 2018 midterms, when Obama couldn't draw 950 people for 7 candidates in California. Then we had the MAGA bomber, you know, a guy that allegedly sent all these toy bombs around the country, you know, and then pictures pop up. And this was right before the Jesse Smollett thing, and that the Obamas were behind. And so all of a sudden pictures pop up where he's a bundler. And he's with all these serious Democrats with pictures and beautiful suits, but he was supposedly a homeless man living in his van near a lake. You know, so
well, I think what you're going to find
again,
is
no
that everything you've been told is
to.
A lie.
Right.
Right. There's no depths they won't sink to. These people who are rigging these elections and who are taking our democracy. There's nothing they won't do. They won't not kidnap somebody. They won't not kill somebody. They won't not do anything. We got to understand that as conservatives, we have to quit treating them like they're us. They're not us. We have integrity. They do not.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, their goal is to shred the Constitution, not uphold it.
Right.
Our constitutional republic was gone a long time ago, sadly. Okay. And now it's our job to get it back. I'm not going to hand this over. I don't have any kids, and I don't have any grandkids, but you know what? I have a really big family, and there's kids and grandkids and great-grandkids all around me. I am not going to hand this to them and not do anything about it. I will not. That's why
we
James
all have
started overpasses
up.
Again. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And that's why I get out on an overpass in Tallahassee at least twice a month and put giant signs up so that everybody driving I-10 can see them and everybody on Capitol Circle can see them behind me. And I am not going to stop until this election is overturned. And I hit everything. I hit people. I hit processes. I hit what's going on locally. And nobody likes it. But you know what? Somebody's got to do it. And Phoenix, I know you're working on the voting integrity out there. You're probably doing voter rolls and stuff like that. I commend you. God bless you. And thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, and ditto in reverse. Thank you. I appreciate it. Everybody appreciates it. You say nobody likes it. I think 90% of the population likes it.
Right. I think they're not standing up, though.
Well, you know what? The people who don't like it are just the loudest. That doesn't mean they're the majority.
Yeah, we need to get the people that are out there, the silent majority, we need to get them to stand up. They must stand up. And you know who else I commend? These women, they call them mama bears, that are going to these school boards.
Yes.
And
yes,
taking care of business with these school boards who are taking money from the CDC, our taxpayer dollars, to mask up these kids and make sure they're vaccinated and all that business with these poison jabs. We know it's poison. It's killing people. And these ladies are not afraid to walk in, and they're arresting some of them. They're bringing in their Nazi cops, and they're having people arrested because they're in there filing a grievance with the people that are supposed to be representing them on these county commissions
showed up
and school boards,
moms, they couldn't arrest them.
Right.
We need 2,000 conservatives to show up, not 20 moms. I don't
That's
care if
exactly
your kid
right.
goes to that district or not. it's still a child, and we need to protect that child. We all should be at that school board meeting, not just 20 moms.
Right. It's still taxpayer funded. Those people.
And where are the men? Where are the husbands? Come. There's fathers out there. There's men. Where are they? Show up at the school board meeting.
Well, I have seen a few out there, and a few have hit the airwaves, but I can tell you, not enough. Absolutely.
Not enough.
And
we need our men to stand back up.
Right, we're going to go to a break, ladies. We're going to a break. I'm going to choke y'all.
This January 6th thing is going to continue to go on. They're trying to scare us to, you know, not protest, not make a sign, not get out there and make our voices heard. But that is not holding me back.
Come back in a little bit.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Patriot group to join? At AP 3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP 3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. APIII.US.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's ranch for bread. Leidenheimer.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Y'all know that Kid Rock. So what were you saying, Mel? We're with Mel from Overpasses for America in Tallahassee. They brutal over there. They up on the overpasses. And you say it from Capitol Circle, they can see what y'all doing up there on that particular overpass, right?
Yeah, Capitol Circle and I-10, and it's a very blue city, believe me when I tell you. Now, there is a lot of support out there, but there is a lot of non-support, too. But, you know, I want to point out and give a shout-out to one of our groups that is extremely active. It's actually in Arizona, the Phoenix Mesa Group. They are out on the overpasses almost every weekend, and it's so hot out there now. I don't know how they're doing it, but God bless them. We have a really, really good group. There's a good, solid group of people that bring their kids. There's entire families that come out there, and they commandeer those overpasses, and they get the word out, let me tell you. And we're so proud of them. We probably have 20 super active groups, but they are one of the very best, and we're really, really happy that they're doing it. It really needs to be done. There's just so much going on in Arizona and Phoenix. I don't know if you've seen them out there, but that Phoenix Mesa group is just absolutely awesome.
Is that the East Valley Patriots that you're talking about?
That's the Overpasses for America group.
Oh, okay. Well, you have East Valley Patriots that do the same thing. I'm sure they're connected.
Good.
There is a good possibility that they're hooking up. Yeah.
There's a lot of 100
people.
Miles away from them, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine that's the same people.
Yeah, they're really getting things going on out there, and
we all have to do this.
We do.
All of us.
You know what? Don't let J6 scare you. They threw a bunch of people in the hole that are still in there. But you know what? We are allowed to redress our grievances, and we're going to get something done because these people are supposed to represent us, not rule over us.
Yeah, I know all about that. I'm still going to blow up the slammer accidents because you know what? In the state of Louisiana, we have the highest vehicle rates, and it's because of dirty attorneys like this putting together slammer accidents where they stage these accidents. So everybody makes money with the medical mafia and the dirty police. And the dirty police.
The dirty police and the dirty attorneys.
Exactly.
Boy, I'll tell you, you said it right.
Exactly. They need to lose their license to practice law. But then, of course, if I ordered up a plumber and one of the dirty attorneys walked in, I might have to borrow his wrench.
Well, you know what they're gonna find eventually? That their law practice is illegal anyway.
Oh.
We're supposed to be under common law, and we're under maritime law, and that is illegal.
Oh.
That maritime law, that is law coming directly from the city of London. We are not under common law. And that's what they're going to find is that their bar exam and their bar association, all of that is illegal. All of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're going to have to relearn law all over again. They're going to have a rude awakening, all these filthy attorneys. And there's tons of them out there. And I know there's a few good ones. I've got a good one, but I can tell you for sure, 80% of them are filthy.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, they keep saying, oh, there's all good cops, and there's only a few bad ones.
Mm-mm.
I believe that's incorrect.
Right.
I think that's incorrect. I'm seeing
you're either
more
good
and more
cop
state,
or you're not.
Yeah, state cop forces. Like, for instance, in Michigan, that used to be one of the most respected state police forces in the entire nation. And now it's nothing but Nazis for Gretchen Whitmer. It's absolutely sickening. Same with, you go to Pennsylvania, same thing. They're doing nothing but the bidding of the Democrat Party. And that has to end, all of that.
Right.
And these people that, they take an oath to the Constitution, but everything that they do is according to your, if you get pulled over, you have to give consent to give them your license. When they say, I need to see your license, you can say, I don't consent to that. But, you know, they coerce you into doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the ATF coming to these people's houses and doing no-knock, no-warrant searches on people who just bought guns legally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you threw up a red flag, so we had to come out and check and make sure you're not reselling these on a straw purchase or whatever. Well, that's illegal what they're doing.
Mm.
If they step on your property without a warrant, you can tell them to leave.
Well,
and there is at least one sheriff standing up out in Washington State saying, no, if ATF comes to your property asking to see your guns, you call me. I will remove them. And that we need more of that, too. Right. We need more of we the people. We need, because the sheriff is the absolute bottom line for law in every single county in the nation. And right. these sheriffs need to take back their power and do the right thing.
Right.
And there's a lot of them out there. We have really good ones in Florida.
Yeah, we citizens need to take back our own power.
Yeah, right. exactly.
There's a good sheriff in Michigan.
But we have to take our own power back as well. We have to stop being sheeple.
Right.
We're being herded, and we need to stop that. Stop allowing it to happen. Everybody needs to get up off the couch and go do something.
Exactly.
Go meet the other patriots in your neighborhood. Go rally. Go do whatever you need to do to get involved.
Well, right, exactly.
Well, you know, I kind of pay attention to the church militant. You know, it's a bunch of Catholics that are demanding, you know, that the Catholic Archdiocese get rid of the pedophiles, you know, and deal with people that want to serve the church, you know. And so they're not separate from the Catholic Church, but they treat them like they separately. But they have, you know, they have a good organization. They started endorsing candidates, and every candidate that they endorsed is a Catholic, of course, but they also American First candidates, and they're conservatives, you know. So I would say for people to check in with that, with Church Militant, get them on YouTube. And then Archbishop Vigano or Vigano, whatever is your dialect, he has said that those who resist the New World Order will have the help and protection of God. And so I believe that. I mean, I've been protected for
years. That is exactly right.
You know, and so that's what's good about Church Militant. And see, I curse and say nasty things, so I don't know if I can have them on the show because I'm a sinner. But guess what? I'm a rebel, so I'm close.
Well, I support the statement that God will help us, but I also support the statement that God helps those who help themselves.
Oh, without a doubt.
Sure. Well, until our streets are flooded with people who are just sick and tired of it and will not take it anymore, just like they are in Europe and various places, you know, Denmark, Sweden, Australia,
right.
Until you flood the streets, they don't take you seriously.
Right.
They just don't. Well, and it's going to take that.
I think the
streets flooded.
Right. I think that that people are kind of, they saw what happened in France and stuff with Macron and that. And I think that if they would show, like they're doing it at the school boards, they're doing it about the drag queen stuff, and they're doing it if they do to decertify 2020 at the state capitol, because anybody could be, you know, drive a car for an hour out, 2 hours. And also the overpasses for America. So you're doing something where you can't be interrupted by outside forces is what they need to choose to do. You know, yep. But I agree with flooding the street. I'd like to flood the street with a baseball bat, but you know that'll even Washington State is asking for a forensic audit. Look, we gotta go to even tell we get the hell out of here. So anyway, I see y'all same time next week. It's Barbara Hoover sliding over for Patriotic.
Thanks for having me.
And glad to see y'all.
West
Perfect.
Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Satchmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, is back this August 6th and August 7th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars. For more information, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.